Jeff, what are you teaching and showing people for the summer program at UB about this? And what are they looking for?
What we're looking for is to help students or people want to develop visual communication through their work. And many of these processes involve composition, design, and really thinking about how to communicate those ideas. But then the production. Print media and the drawing and painting form area really are about people developing those skills, learning new skills, and honing those skills. Because many times we assume, like even in radio here, that it's real easy, just put it together and put it out there. But the amount of process and preparation is important, and that really develops a sense of how these skills transfer to other areas.
Now, do you have to have a lot of artistic skill to do this and to take your course?
No. In fact, the drawing and painting forum is open to everybody, and so is the screen printing, the gig, screen printing gig poster workshop. Ann Munches works at the Western New York Book Arts Collaborative, and she is down there doing the screen printing component, and she also runs a Supergiant. And she's very good at relating these kind of ideas to a whole age group of people, and I'm there to help support all of that now.
Sandy, what is the Adirondack Adventure? And I know you've got a good group of registered people ready to set to take it.
This is our second ecology expedition trip through the College of Arts and Sciences and the UB Alumni Association. Last year we went to Algonquin Provincial Park to do a wildlife program, and this year we're going to the Adirondacks. We wanted to do something a little different. And I've been taking students there for probably 14, 15 years, every other summer for a field ecology trip. And we'd like to take a group of adults there.
You know, you do kayaking and hiking and canoeing while you're also probably taking in some historic sites?
Yes, that's really the focus of this particular trip. It's history and ecology. We're staying at the first of the Adirondack Great Camps, which is called Camp Huntington. It's administered by SUNY College at Cortland. And it's just a place so rich in history. And the camp itself is beautiful. It's water accessible only, so we need to take a ferry there. And then we have a peninsula to do our work in this isolated and wild place.
How do you incorporate what they're looking at and what they're experiencing to a teachable moment?
Well, you know, what's important to us is to give people a sense of place. And to give them a sense of place, the idea is to share the little details with them and the bigger details with them so they can understand the life around them and how that life interacts with one another and how all interact with the environment in which they live. That's what ecology is. That's what we do. So to give them that sense of place, we share that historic foundation with them, and they'll love the facility in that regard. And then we're taking them through varied environments, those beautiful northern hardwood forests, the bogs, the swamps, the marshes, the rivers and the lakes, and we're hiking and we're paddling and we're exploring.
What would each of you say for yourself as a teacher that this summer program lets you really hone in and concentrate on something for each of yourselves that is a learning moment for you, too, that you can bring back to the classroom for your other classwork?
Well, I think the point is we're always learning. And for me, doing these expeditions actually forces me to be in these places. What a horrible thing, right? This was my way. When I first started these expeditions through my UB classes, through the Environmental Studies program, it was my intention of making sure that I would get to the Florida Everglades every year and to get to the Adirondacks each year. So it was really my way of making sure that I keep connected to those places. And it's worked beautifully in that regard.
I think it's really the same thing, bringing a new body of people in into an experience where learning happens in situations they didn't anticipate, because the audience that comes, the people who participate, are not the same. The instructors that teach are either graduate students recently finished from graduate school or local artists teaching and art educators. So this provides that opportunity for them to really see what it's like at that environment.
Gentlemen, Sandy, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about your summer programs at UB.
You're welcome.
My pleasure. Thanks.